Members of the Fresno Church, St. Helena, California, September 28, 1908. To the members of the Fresno Church, dear brethren and sisters, it is not possible for me to stand before you as I have done in other camp meetings this year, but I can bear my message to you in writing. I have thought much of how little burden is carried by those who know the truth for those who know it not. Christ declared that he came to this world to call not the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 9, verse 13. Those who know the truths of the Word of God are not to hide their light in obscurity, but as faithful missionaries are to give the warning message to unbelieving neighbors and friends. They are to work as Christ has given them example. All who have a knowledge of the testing truths for this time should ask themselves the question, am I giving the time and labor to the work of saving souls that Christ requires of his followers? I speak to every church member. Place yourself in the light that you may reflect light and that souls may be led to see the great and soul-saving truths of the Word of God. Every believer in Christ should be a laborer together with him in drawing souls from sin to righteousness. We are to keep in view the life that measures with the life of God. We are to watch for opportunities to bring the truths of the Word before those who do not see and understand. Christ is not now with us in person, but through the agency of the Holy Spirit, he is present to impart his power and grace and great salvation. Read the 35th chapter of Jeremiah. Here the Lord contrasts the obedience of the Rechabites with the disobedience of the Jews. For years, God had been employing a variety of means to guard his people against evils that would make it difficult and even impossible for them to carry on the work he had specified they should do. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, "Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink." Then I took Jezaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine, and cups, and I said unto them, "Drink ye wine." But they said, "We will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab the son of Rechab our father in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters. Nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwell at Jerusalem. Verses 1 to 11. The Rechabites had been charged with special instruction by their fathers, and this parental authority had been obeyed. Frugality and temperance in all things, and simplicity of manner, would be a far better portion for them in this life than the ways of the worldling. God commended their obedience. A contrast is drawn between them and those to whom God had given special light and privileges. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearkened not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me.
Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Verses 12 to 19. The constancy of the Rechabites was fully proved, and it was also shown that nothing was required of them but that which they were able to perform. By their example of loyalty was shown the aggravated disobedience of the Jews. God would let them see their unrighteous course in contrast with the obedience and faithfulness of the sons of Rechab. The lesson applies to our time. I am instructed to say to the church at Fresno, There has been with you who claim to be commandment keepers a great neglect in meeting the requirements of God. There has been revealed a manifest neglect of opportunities for labor. There has been seen a following of worldly customs, and a selfish, worldly influence has prevailed. The works that God requires of His people have been greatly lacking. I am burdened, greatly burdened, for the Lord has presented to me many deficiencies among those who have had great light and who ought to be standing on a high spiritual platform. It would be pleasing to the Lord if, at this camp meeting, the members of the Fresno Church should experience a reconversion and take up the missionary work that God demands of them with a willing, faithful spirit. In the past, little evidence has been given of the possession of a genuine, self-sacrificing spirit. Unless a reconversion takes place in the church, this lax spirit will increase, and the spirit of self-sacrifice will die out. Those who profess the name of Christ should bear in mind that the people who are welcomed to the holy city will be those who in their human life have denied self and who have purified their souls and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.